engaged in our children's lives, you know, set boundaries for their lives. You know, these boundaries doesn't, you know, setting boundaries for your lives is protecting their gift, is helping them discover their gift. They can't discover their gift if they're out in the street every day. And so we just have to get back to the basics. You know, don't be afraid to give our kids a curfew. Don't be afraid to let them know that, you know, it can happen to you. If this is the fifth athlete shot in 1 year, you know, this can happen to anybody, you know. And why are they being shot? Why are they out there on the streets? Well, we have to begin to get different activities, such as sports activities and other things that help keep our kids involved on a daily basis. We are in a competition for our youth, and we have to start raising them, parenting them, serving as teachers, educators, mentors. We have to start providing them the resources through activities and other things to be successful in discovering their gifts.
As an educator, how does it make you feel when you hear people say something is wrong with the public school system? I'm a product of the public school system. I know a lot of great people who are products of the public school system. How does that make one feel?
Well, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. What it does is, as an educator for the past 11 years and a product myself of the public school system, how it makes me feel is that some of the hard work that a lot of our teachers, administrators, and counselors are doing goes kind of unappreciated. And what I mean by that is we are producing some great kids through the resources that we are being provided. Once again, you have to understand that, you know, it's tough to change a child's environment. And we teach them in the building in terms of how we receive them. And I think a lot of our teachers, for the most part, especially in this area where pay isn't a huge incentive, they are there because they genuinely want to affect, you know, our society in a positive way by helping our youth become more educated or better educated. I think the public school system is very good. I think they have some challenges with anything, but I think a lot of times, sometimes we get in our own way. We get, in terms of the school system, we can't always think like adults. We have to think like what's in the best interest of our children, and I think sometimes that goes in a blind eye and on a deaf ear. We have to really think about what's in the best interest of our children. Let's not play politics. Let's not do bureaucracy and things of that nature. If our Johnny can't read, then we need to figure out how we're going to get Johnny to read. If you know, African American children are being suspended at a high rate and are reading below grade level, how are we going to better serve African American children? Let's just put it out there. Like, those types of things have to be eliminated, and we have to just get cut to the chase and not be afraid to address those issues. And I think that's the only thing, maybe, you know, if anything is wrong with the public school system, we have to begin to do what's in the best interest of our children.
Our guest, Coach Ivan C. Thomas. Coach Thomas, let's talk about winning a state championship. What kind of, was that a magical year for you?
It was, and it was an extremely magical year for me. I cannot take any or credit because I had great people around me. I cannot take any credit because I serve a higher being and my personal Lord Jesus Christ, because I was just simply using my gift of leadership and working with young people that I believe that came to light in terms of working with them and winning the state title. But it was very good because I saw a group of young men that, you know, came together and bought into a system and believed in one another and believed in the system of serving each other to accomplish one goal. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of, you know, with that team is that how they carried themselves the whole way, the whole ride, in terms of becoming the first team in 31 years to win a state champion in T.C. Williams High School, the first Northern Virginia team in 26 years to bring the title back. And so they carried themselves with class and performance. And, again, I think they all used within that team their own natural gifts to be successful. And I'm proud that all of my guys, my seniors, have gone on to college, and half of them received college scholarships, and that is what I'm most proud of.
Are you doing any coaching now?
Yeah, I'm actually at Kickatan High School in Hampton, Virginia, and so I couldn't stay out of it long. I bounced right back into it. I just love being around young people and in athletics and helping them reach their goals, and because athletics, like I said, it teaches so much. It teaches discipline, self-discipline. It teaches, you know, how to work together as a team, and it can build character, great character that we need. So I couldn't stay away, so I'm at Kickatan High School, and hopefully we can get this program back on the right track.
Okay. My next question was, well, it wasn't the question, but I was going to say, you have my prayers with you, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm just messing with you, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think we might need a few.
I guess it's Coach Ivan C. Thomas' great book, 45 Tips on Discovering Your Child's Talents, Your Child's Abilities. And this is something that we need. Where can one pick up your book?
You can get it at online at Borders or Amazon, but you can get it specifically from the website, www.45tipsbook.com. And that's the number 45tipsbook.com. Or you can order it online at Amazon or Borders or any other major bookstore online. It's also carried in stores, but you have to order it, and they will bring it in.
Okay. It's a handbook that I think every parent should have, 45 Tips on Discovering Your Child's Gifts. And it must have been a pleasure to just sit down and write something like this.
Yeah, it was. It was actually, it came about, a lot of people said it has actually not much to do with, athletics. It's about us discovering what our children are good at. And because I have, my passion is young people, in or out of athletics. But, I want us to begin to just figure out what our children are good at. I just believe that a child, as a counselor, which I serve in the education system, that child that walks through my door, that child that knows what they're good at walks in with a bit more sense of confidence. That child that walks through my door that, has a goal and a vision for their life are more assured that they belong here on this earth. And we've all been around young people, and we've all probably maybe experienced it as a youngster one time or another, where we question our existence. I believe that child that knows what they're good at does not question their existence. They know why they're here on this earth. So that's important to me, that we begin to figure this out.
Our guest, Ivan C. Thomas, once again, it has been a pleasure. And we just thank you for joining us and taking the time out to tell us about your book. And we know that it's a good read, and it's a book that parents should pick up. Again, Mr. Thomas, we just thank you for joining us here on Star 94.1.
Thank you for having me.
It's Coach Thomas on Star 94.1.